Mahama
is scheduled to officially break the ground for work to start on the construction of the second biggest gold mines in the Ashanti region in the first week of November this year. The company Asanko Gold, which will be built in two phases spanning about 6 years, is to invest about $820 million in its operations to last for at least 13 years. This came to light during a visit to the operational headquarters of the company at Mansourabori in the Amansea West District by the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Ni Uza Mills, and the Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Samuel Sapo, to assess preparations being made by the company towards commencement of actual operations. Here's correspondent Nicholas Osewusu and Razak Baba's report.
According to the general manager of the company, Jonathan Ebo Collins, the multinational mining firm with its head office in South Africa has already been granted the relevant operational licenses and leases by the statutory bodies in Ghana. He noted that the company expects to have its first gold in 2016 with an estimated plant recovery rate of 92.8%. The company, the second after AngloGold Ashanti in the Ashanti region, has set $1,000 as the benchmark at which its operation will be considered profitable. The benchmark is to cater for shocks that may result from international market prices of the commodity to avoid the recent situation where some similar companies went into distress as a result of slump in the world market prices of gold. Mr. Collins said that Asanko Gold Company Limited aims to produce about 200,000 ounces of gold annually. The company has developed a comprehensive local content and environmental sustainability policies to ensure that majority of its staff recruited are Ghanaians, with priority for citizens from its catchment area. Currently, the operational management is made up entirely of Ghanaians, with 345 out of the 635 workers being indigenous from the mining areas. In an interview, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Ni Uza Mills, expressed satisfaction with the policies of the company, particularly the local content, corporate social responsibilities, and environmental management. He was also happy about the boldness of the company to begin operations in Ghana at a time even existing mining companies are collapsing as a result of a slump in the world market prices of gold.
That was Nicholas Osewusu and Razak Baba's report.